Okay. Couple things. We had some guys that didn't practice. Ace Sanders, Jeremy Mincy, Stephen Burton, still under the NFL concussion program. A couple of them were out there today, and they're in the running part of it to see how things come about. But they're doing better, but now we just got to see how they responded to the activity out in the field. Jonathan Cyprian with his calf, we're really being precautionary with that. He feels better today. We made the decision to hold him out, but all expectations, he should be ready to play on Sunday. The guys that were limited, Russell Allen, Justin Blackman, Gabbert, Gratz, Mercedes, Roy Miller, and Cecil. So everybody else that was out today or yesterday was full today. But we'll still we have to wait and see with Cecil. You know, he feels better and better. But I think it's, you know, we'll probably hold him out again tomorrow, and that might be one of those where we work him out Sunday before the game to get the final okay on him. We got to see, you know, with his pads on, you know, if that bothers him. But he's getting more and more range of motion and feeling better with it. So it's one of those things he probably won't take. He does walk through reps, but nothing in practice.
Burton was out there with a helmet.
Yeah, that was the still
okay,
in
so
the.
So that's allowed? You can.
Yeah, he's just running on the side to see.
Okay.
You know, some of that with that is just to see, does he have any effects after he runs?
Okay.
You know.
So he'll be listed as a did not practice because of that.
Correct. That's right.
On shorts, is the risk that he breaks something, or what's the?
Well, re-aggravate it. Okay. Re-aggravate it. I think there was some swelling in there and some stiffness, and the swelling is going away, and now he feels better up in that area. So now with pads on there, how does it feel? But he's made really really better progress than we thought he would, to where we could get him to where. We didn't know, I think, initially if he'd be even considered, and now he is.
You were talking with Cecil before practice started. What was some of
Just some of the things. You know, he can catch the ball in front of him, but we didn't want him to extend his hands above his head. You know, he'll do more of that tomorrow.
In the part that we could see, it looked like Blaine was moving okay.
Yeah.
Is it a situation where he probably, if he didn't have any viable other solution, he could probably go this week?
You know what? That's a great one, because we did talk about, okay, where is he at? Could he, you know, is he good enough to be the number two in case something happened? But we just don't think he's there yet. You know, but he did move around better.
So Stan's going to still be the backup.
Yeah, that's unless I hear anything different today.
Mercedes working out?
Yeah. Boy, it really looks good. Really looks good. I think this has been a good week for him as far as gaining confidence. Yeah, I think, you know, other practices that he had before, he could still feel it, where I think now it's, you know, he's just running around with more confidence. So I think we're definitely getting better in that area.
Blackman's
good. I think it's still something that he'll have to deal with. He may be a guy that we hold out tomorrow, to keep it calmed down.
Will he be a workout guy Sunday, or he'll just play?
Well, hopefully. I don't think he's in the same boat as Cecil, but, you know, we might still just, you know, be real thoughtful on what we do with him tomorrow.
Isn't it a risk, though? You play a guy that's got a tender hamstring, and then he pulls it.
Well, I think, if it's better than it was, after he came out of the game, and I think it might be something with the groin he might have to deal with, as long as it can't completely go, and that's what we'll have to evaluate. But he practiced today. He was smart. We asked him to go through it, and he ran the routes, but maybe didn't finish like he normally does, and that was by choice.
How much does what you guys did in Oakland, staying there that week, ease your mind about how they're going to handle distractions and stuff next week?
Well, I think that was good. I think the Oakland trip was good for us. I think the Denver trip was good for us, and I think it's where it's going to help us is for this week. Because whenever you play at home, there's added distractions. Family's in town, you're playing at home, there's things like that that come up. And that's what I challenge our team on, is to make sure, I think you mature as a team by your ability to handle distractions. And we have a new set of them this week. You're right, looking forward to next week. It's after the game on Sunday, we're leaving Monday, so I got to get some things ready. Hopefully they can push those things aside. They're doing a good job of it now, but we'll see on Sunday.
Hey, are you worried about, the distractions of the London trip affecting this game very much?
Or? Well, I would hope not. Uh-huh. You know, I would hope that as a professional team that we can, stay above that?
When you have rookies playing roles like you have this whole year, at what point during the season do you not use that as a crutch or an excuse for?
Oh, I don't think we should use it as a crutch now. No, I don't. I mean, we have veteran guys that make some mistakes, mm-hmm. and you know they've seen a lot of football in this time period. And they're always going to see new concepts. It could be their third year they're going to see a new concept. So I would never put that and say, okay, now, you know, I just think that as every game that they're going to keep growing from experience. But we should never use that as a crutch.
General question about all those first year guys: Are you happy with the week to week progress you're seeing?
Yes, I would say for the most part, yes. Mm-hmm. For the most part, yes. I think that. We're seeing a little bit up and down, you know, by some of them. Mm-hmm. But now a guy like Cyprian, I think he's really improved, you know, week in and week out. But I think the other guys, what you guard against is that doing good 1 week and then drop the low performance and then come back up. I know you're going to see that, but that's what we have to guard against. And I think that's just part of being focused.
Do you have different expectations for a Cyprian, who's a second-round pick, starter right away, as opposed to an undrafted guy who – you're giving a snap here or there too? Do you sort of have to coach them?
No, I think whoever steps on the field. That's why, you know, a guy like Cam Bradfield, mm-hmm. you know, he comes on the field, the expectation isn't any lower. That's the next man up mentality. I mean, everybody else is going to play at this level. He's got to step in and be able to play at that level. So that's the expectation, I think, of anybody. That's the challenge of being a guy who's on, you know, the second team or on the practice squad. They have to have that mentality.
What's Graz's outlook for
Sunday? He's, you know, I talked to him in between practice periods, and I think he's gaining more and more confidence. I think he's at the point now where he said, you know what, now it's just in my mind, I just got to go. And he's right. And he's right. And that's why, fortunately, we've had him for practice now. And, you know, he made a nice play today. Yesterday he made a nice play in practice. So I think, you know, those things where he's gaining confidence through those reps.
How's the defensive line playing overall?
Pretty good. You know what? I think we're getting some pressure, you know, Beto, up in, especially in the middle. I think those guys, more than I anticipated. And so that part's good. I think this week is going to be a big challenge for them. Just because we're going against a big offensive line. They had success last week running the ball. We're going to see some double teams. And you know, it'll be interesting to see how we hold up against that. You see, yesterday we went in pads for part of the practice, and then we took them off. And the whole thing was that we've got to really lock in the pad level against this team, more so than other teams that we play, just because of their ability to come off and try to, you know, work the gap schemes.
Miller said he a couple weeks ago he was worried about going on IR. How has it affected his performance? Is he a snapshot down?
Yeah, I think that with him, it was another – he's kind of like Graz in that he had to gain confidence. He would go through the first half of the game playing really well, and then the second half, it felt like in his mind he was losing some strength. Now, it was nothing that would get worse. I just think he felt that. And then he had the knee issue, where now his knee feels really good. And I think part of that is because of how we've not had him practice on Wednesday, limited on Thursday, and we're trying to get that strength back. And last week now, it felt better than it did in previous weeks. So that's a key for us. We need to keep him healthy.
Now you mentioned the pressure is better, but still not getting a lot of sacks. So what do you have to do? Now, I know Payne's hard to sack, but overall still
right, here. Right. Yeah, I think we need to, you know, that's a combination of all of them. And, you know, in the Indy game, we affected him, and we, you know, enough to where we disrupted him to get some, you know, possible interceptions. So, you know, you're seeing them at least get affected. And I think that's now the next step is, yeah, we need to get some. It's even more important than the sacks is that when you do get sack-caused fumbles, you know, the opportunity for game-changing type plays. That's what we're missing a little bit right now. And we need to, you know, like Cyprian had one right in Seattle, chasing from behind, sack-caused fumble. You know, those are the things that's why sacks are so important is you get game-changing plays.
How do you feel like Stephen Williams has played in the week that you've had him and then got a...
I think that his first week here, we limited the package for him and had a few basic routes that said, all right, you've been here for 4 days. Here's what we're going to ask you to do. Now we're putting more on his plate. So that's his challenge. Can he still play at a high level with a lot on his plate? And I think he's going through that right now.
Hey, Jed was saying earlier today, like, 52%, 48% runs that get 2 yards or less. How tough is it to stay patient when the run game, when you're getting 2 yards, 1 yard,
yeah,
in hopes of breaking that 20-yarder?
Right. Well, you know, that's the stat we looked at in the NFL. You see, you know, the whatever the stat was as far as how many under 3 yards, and it's high. And that's what usually happens. I know that it's, you know, 2 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, just like in Denver. You know, and then Mojo popped one, and then he popped another one. And I think that's got to be our mentality. And I think that's why you're seeing us try to commit more and more to the run, because it does open up the pass game. And we got to stay committed to it.
So in the play-action game, you can see guys on their defense taking a step.
More so than in the beginning of the year. Yeah, more so than in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's right.
How's Bad been playing?
Good. You know what? I think the big thing with him was we're asking him was consistency. And I think that he had a more consistent game against Denver. You know, he's been really solid. He's been really solid. I think the rush that he's getting on third down, that's where we're feeling him more than on first and second down. But some of it is the type of scheme that we had in place the last couple of weeks.